Welcome to the Rose and Dagger Podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And I'm Nick, Lewin Has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
Welcome to episode 51, talking about planning a fic step by step. We're going to be planning a real fic that I'm hoping to write. So if you do not like spoilers, you should not listen to this episode.
Welcome. So exciting. So this one, we had an ask, which it looks like you were pulling up.
I did. I have it. Look at me go. I'm prepared. It says, hi, I really love the episode where you plotted your fic together. Would you ever do an episode like that again? It was so interesting seeing how you processed things and came up with an idea. Branching off of that, I'd love an episode of prompts I thought of and love but won't be using, like those baby name YouTube videos. Maybe you could get submissions from people beforehand to get a whole bunch. Love your pod, even if you just ignore this. Have a great day. We never ignore our asks. We always eventually respond to them.
Eventually we get there.
Even if it's been a really long time.
Yes.
We always read them and we always talk about them. Whichever one of us sees it first usually screenshots it and sends it to the other one. Like, look, we got an ask. It's so exciting. So I think the prompts that we thought of in love, that would be like a completely separate episode. And maybe we'll do that one day. So, but we decided to try to plot a fic for me to write because I'm struggling a lot. Who knows if I'll actually write it?
I hope you do.
I hope I do too. Ideally, I would write it and post it the way that I originally wanted to, which would be as a like Christmas in July advent fic in July. However, July, no, that's not the busiest one. I'm only taking one class in July. I have two in June. So that's where I might not have time to write. But if I have it planned out, maybe I will.
Yeah.
So I went through all of my ideas in my fic ideas doc, which is very, very long. And then I narrowed it down and I sent voice messages to Megan, Homosocially Yours, and she talked with me about them. And the fic that we're going to plan is an age difference fic where Louis is older and they're neighbors. So the backstory is that I'm not exactly sure about the age difference, like how much of an age difference there is. I kind of don't want it to be that much of an age difference because I want like it to just more be like a like an internal thing for Louis.
Okay.
But also it could be a bigger age difference. I'm very open. I wrote like I want to say like a couple of thousand words. And it's from Louis's point of view. And then when I started thinking about it, I remembered the last time I wrote Age Difference was something about liminal spaces. And it's from Louis's point of view. And he's older. And when I finished that fic, I said to you, the next time I write an Age Difference fic, I want to write it from Harry's point of view with Harry being younger. Like I did with Always a Bridesmaid. So I'll just restart it. I'm not worried about that. But so the idea that I have is that Louis was married. Whether he was married to a man or a woman, we have not, it's not decided. And he's divorced. And he lives next door to Harry's grandmother. And so he has seen Harry from time to time as like a teenager growing up. Like maybe Harry doesn't live in that town. Like he grew up somewhere else, but he comes to visit his grandmother, you know, for like a couple weeks in the summer, every summer. And so Louis knows him as like 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 18, like as he's growing up. But then Harry graduates from with his like master's degree. So he's older. So I'm thinking he's like, maybe he's like almost, maybe his age is now. He's like 28, 29, 30. Or maybe he's a little younger, but I kind of want him to be like a little bit older. And he gets his degree and he decides that he wants to live where his grandmother lives because he likes that area and he always liked going there when he was a teenager or whatever. Relatable. And coincidentally, you know, his grandmother's getting older. Maybe she needs someone around. So he lives in her like garage apartment.
Okay.
Okay. And Megan suggested that he be like sort of like Marcel Harry, like nerd Harry, where he is like, he might be under 30, but he acts like he's an 80-year-old man.
Yes.
So, and she suggested that like the first time that he and Louis interact after Harry moves in is Harry going over and asking him to keep it down because him and his friends are playing soccer in the backyard at like 11:30 at night. And maybe they're a little drunk. And so like, yes, Louis is older, but Harry isn't exactly like a typical youngster.
Right. Yes.
Young person, if you will. Okay. I do love nerd Harry.
You have a really good starting point. I feel like you've got a good chunk of this idea.
Yeah. Like I like that like nobody's gonna be bothered by them being together. They're both adults. It's not like Harry's 20 years old. I think about being 20 and I'm like 20-year-old Lauren was so stupid. So the other stuff, because we've talked about this fic.
Yeah.
Like prior to. I wanted to do it like Advent style. I don't know if that will work out because of the way that I write. It's hard to break it into chapters. But I thought, what if... Okay, so the way that it started in my head was that Harry's grandmother was wanted to set him up with somebody. Okay. And Louis is like, well, then you should go out with them because this, so they already have a thing.
Yeah, because this is where I feel like listeners might not know this, that you and I have this thing where you come up with a whole fic idea. And then you're like, okay, that's all the backstory.
Yes.
So what you have already set up, is any of that the fic or is that all the backstory?
I have set up a little bit of the fic.
Okay.
Literally like a tiny bit of the fic.
Okay. So basically we're coming into the fic. Harry lives in his grandmother's house already in this garage yes. apartment. And next door is Louis, who is older, and maybe the soccer is the first like scene of them together.
Well, I wanted them to already be together.
Oh, okay.
My thought was that somehow they fell into bed together.
Okay.
And Harry wants it to be a real relationship. And so they have been sleeping together for a little while at least. Okay. And they get along, right? Yeah. But Louis is like, no, this can't go anywhere. I'm older than you. And also, it's weird.
Okay. So we are starting off with them already together.
Yes.
Okay.
But secretly.
secret?
Nobody knows.
Is the secret, is that the con? What I'm trying to get at is, what is the conflict here?
Oh, the conflict is that nobody knows they're together, and Harry's grandmother wants to set him up with somebody. The somebody is Niall. And I was thinking that it could be like a holiday. So this was at around Easter when I was thinking of this. So I was thinking of Easter, and that her, Harry's grandmother's family. So it would be like Harry's family. But then I was thinking, if they don't live there, who would be there? But she was going to invite this boy, Niall, to Easter to meet Harry. It doesn't have to be Easter. That was just what it was in my head. And that Harry tells Louis, my grandmother wants me, like, kind of joking around, like, my grandmother wants me to meet this guy. She's bringing him tomorrow. And Louis's going to be there, too. And Louis is like, you should go out with him. And so they get into, like, a little bit of an argument. And Harry goes home.
Okay. Why is it a secret?
Because Louis wants it to be a secret. Because he doesn't want other people to know that they're sleeping together. I feel like he's been, because he thinks that it's weird that he's older than Harry, and that he knew Harry when Harry was a teenager.
Okay.
So he doesn't want to be, he feels like people are going to be like judgmental of him.
Got it. So you, as the author, know that nobody actually is going to care.
Yes.
But Louis, the character, has all this internalized, he's like, cradle robbing stuff.
Yeah. And this is where I'm like, maybe it does have to be from his point of view, but then I don't know. Because the other thing was, I was like, what if it's sort of like inspired by Holiday, where Harry and Niall actually agree to fake a relationship, and Louis doesn't know it's fake, and he has to keep seeing them together on holidays.
Yes.
Is this too complicated?
No, I don't think it's too complicated, because I think you have a... Because, specifically, this from Harry's point of view, Harry's like, I want to be with person A. Person A wants it to be a secret, and
also like, maybe he wants it to be a secret, but also maybe he's like kind of always trying to like push Harry away. Like, we shouldn't be doing this. This has to be the last time.
Right.
That sort of thing.
So Harry's like, when it's good, it's really good. But he's like treating me this way that it's not great. And therefore, like, what he is saying is that, like, I'm not mature enough. I'm not, like, whatever. But even though he's like Marcel Harry, you know, like, I feel like Harry would almost have like something to prove. What if Harry is Harry and he like slowly like kind of morphs into like Marcel? Like
Marcel.
Where he's like trying to be like more mature. but anyway, I think that works.
Wait. What if he's like Marcel and he sort of morphs into like Harry as like a reaction to like, well, if this is what you think that I, if you think that I'm like young and like immature, not saying that Harry is young and immature, but you know.
Yeah. I'll show you how young and immature I can be. Yes.
Yeah.
But I think that works if he's then in the like, okay, then I'm going to like fake be with Niall. And like, I think that works as a reaction to what Louis is doing.
Okay. Now we have to plan it.
Okay.
It's going to take all day.
So.
Two-part episode.
Do you want to plan? Okay, so here's my concern about planning. I'm putting that in air quotes for everyone who can't see, with you.
Because I'm bad at it. My brain doesn't work that way.
not know.
Okay.
It's because once that happens, then you're like, I've written myself into a box and yes. I don't want to follow.
Yes, I do that.
So I think perhaps maybe we need to not plot out like everything.
Okay.
And we need to not get you in a point where you feel like you can't have wiggle room.
Okay.
And we figure out, like, if you're going to do it as an advent fic, then we break it up later.
Okay. What about the holidays thing?
Holidays, yes. You should write down what holidays you want to write.
Yeah, so, like, how do... All right, hold on. I have... How, Because at first I was, like, Easter, and then I was like, wait, maybe I should start it at Christmas. Because it's Louis's birthday.
And if you're going to do Christmas in July, then it could be a full...
Like a full year?
Yeah, like a full year.
Would Harry fake a relationship for a full year?
Well, you figure he's really only going to fake it...
On holidays.
No, and also he's not faking it the full year because he's going to fake it through like 3/4 of a year at the most. And then something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it's got to be tied up. Like the whole fic has to be tied up. So he can't fake it the whole time.
And then I figured in the beginning, he and Louis can, like, still sleep together.
Yeah.
A couple of times. And then they can, like, get into, like, another fight about it. And Harry can be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna be with Niall now. But the whole time, Niall is just like, okay, man, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
It's just a fake relationship.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that Louis could see Niall out with somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. So we started at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that could be good because then it's like Louis's birthday and he's like, I just am another year older.
Yeah. So what, maybe he's turning some year that's like a decade year, like a 40 or a 50 where he's like, oh, where, like, in his head, he's like, I'm old.
Okay. So 40 or 50? Which is it?
Well,
when... If he's... Go ahead.
So, like, if he starts seeing Harry at, like, 15, he could be, like, he could have married very young. He could be, like, 20.
Yeah.
And he could, like, the like, difference could
he
not...
He could be, like, different. 25. He could be 10 years older.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So he could be like 25 and Harry is 15. And like when they meet, it's not, he's not attracted to him or anything. It's not yeah. like that. It's just like that he knew him as a kid. So he feels like.
The person exists. Yeah.
Yeah. Does Louis have kids? Kids make it messier, but also they can make it funnier.
Okay, here's my thing with that, is that if he is 40 or 50, his kids are not going to be that old.
Yeah.
I don't like writing kids.
That's true. Although I did enjoy writing the girls and Just Pretend.
Yeah, but they were like old teenagers.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying like to if make he... this as easy as on you as possible this time. For
yeah,
you.
No, that's fine. That's fine. So I and I think like if Louis lives there, like maybe his family lives in town. And so like instead of kids, he's got like his siblings.
Yes.
Who are like, you and Harry should be together.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. So Louis turning 40. And he's like, I'm old.
Yes.
Maybe it starts on Christmas Eve and it's like Louis's birthday.
Yes.
And somebody like gets him like black balloons.
And like an over the hill.
It's like over the hill.
Yeah.
Making notes. So he has like a crisis.
Yes.
And then.
And
okay.
Like, what if he is having like a total crisis and he's just like, I'm practically on my deathbed. Like, he's being, like, so dramatic about it.
Maybe he hurts himself, too. Like, he's like, my hip.
He, like, did that thing where you, like, just turn your neck the wrong way a little bit and, like, you just can't move your neck at all.
I'm gonna put down injury.
Yes.
Drama.
Yeah.
Dramatically. Oh, my God. That'd be so funny. And I like the idea of the age difference really not being that big.
Yeah, exactly.
And like it being like all in his head and he's just being an idiot. And everybody's like, well, you sure are being an idiot.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do think, not to get like dark and like whatever about it, but I do think there needs to be, and we don't have to figure this part out now, but I do think there needs to be a reason why he is like that.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Again, not to be like super dark about things, but maybe his parents died young. Maybe like, I don't know. But there's got to be a reason why he feels. No, hold on. Because it's not so much that he's. It's more that he thinks Harry is too young for him, not that he is too old.
What if he had okay, so what if he had a relationship before his marriage that was, like, a terrible relationship, and that guy was, like, older than him?
There we go. Yes.
So he would have been, like, what, like, 20?
Yeah.
And maybe the guy was, like, 35. Or even 30. So, like, a 10-year age difference is, like, a big deal. So that would give him, like, his reason, and then Harry would be like, I'm not 20.
Yeah. And even if it was like a terrible, like where he was like a boss or like a something where there was like also like a power dynamics that like,
oh, yeah,
like literally none of what you're talking about like relates to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna remember that. Maybe I don't need to. I'm just gonna write past relationship trauma.
Yeah. And you don't even have to, like,
explain.
You can just sort of
be
hand-wavy.
It could be, I don't know details about that. So then, okay, you know how I am about the details of weird things. Where do they work?
Yep, I knew that was coming.
What is Harry's degree? Because he just got his graduate degree.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be anything complicated, but it has to be something that he would move for.
Is this going to be set in South Carolina?
I hadn't really thought about it, but it could be. Why would anybody move here?
Okay. What if he, like, moved for, like an ocean job?
What would he have his master's in? Like, marine biology or something?
Maybe. What if he had... What if he has a master's in, like, dunes, like the sand dunes and, like, the sand and, like, the sand grass?
Oh, like beach renourishment or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would he work for, then? What is that, like, the Department of Natural Resources?
Oh, well.
That's a lot of thinking. I'm going to write that down. I'm just going to write, where do they work?
Yeah.
So, and what does Louis do?
Because I feel like also, like, moving to the beach is something, like, I could see why, like, that would be, like, good memories and why, like, you want to come back
reason,
to
me. Yeah, that's the only reason to move here is beach. Everything else is terrible.
Yeah. But also, he's a man. So, he doesn't have to worry about.
That's true. He doesn't have to worry about. He is gay, though.
Yeah, that is true.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay. And then Louis can be an accountant.
Could he be an accountant? I'm gonna write that down. Louis is an accountant.
I feel like he's like one of, or like a, just like a,
like an office worker
that deals with like, not, you know, just like a real estate lawyer, you know, like something that's just like a ho-hum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Harry is possibly a marine biologist, possibly something. Harry is something beachy.
Yeah.
But he traveled. He moved for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Okay, so I was thinking, like, it starts on Christmas Eve, it's Louis' birthday, this is what happens, and then Harry's like, my grandmother, okay, oh, what I wanted to say was, or ask was, what about Louis' family and then Harry's grandmother? So at first I was thinking that, like, Harry's family went to his grandmother's house and that's how Louis knew them, but then now I'm thinking maybe Louis' family all come to his house. And that he has always invited Harry's grandmother because she lived alone.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's kind of how Harry and he became friends, is that Harry moved in. And so Lou was like, okay, will you come to Christmas too?
Exactly.
If you want, you know. And so it's going to be whatever. It's going to be Christmas at Louis' house with his family.
Okay.
Now, if Louis is 40, I have to age up all of his siblings.
Yep.
And they have babies.
Yeah, it's like a full house, I can imagine.
Yeah. And so they all come in, like, I guess the afternoon, because they would have, like, Christmas morning at their own houses. Mm-hmm. And then they come to Louis's. Or would they all be there on Christmas Eve, too? Would they come for both?
No, Christmas Eve would be at somebody else's house because he can't, it's like, his throw party. His own birthday party. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he could, but, like, he does Christmas. Somebody else does Christmas Eve.
At one of his family members' houses?
Yeah.
Should it be at a friend's house, like, at like, Zane's house?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to put it at someone else's. Parentheses, Zane, question mark. Okay. And they invite Harry, because of course they invite Harry. Maybe, do Louis' friends know that they're sleeping together?
I feel like...
at least one of them has to know, right? No, he hasn't told anybody!
No, because he's keeping it under wraps.
It's a terrible, horrible secret.
Zane is like side eye. I know. Yeah,
something's going on over there.
And Louis keeps lying to him, and Louis keeps being like, no. And Harry, who doesn't like to lie.
Maybe he like overhears Louis lying about them, and that sort of starts the conversation of, I want to tell people that we're together.
Yeah.
Okay. So then that night, all right, so it starts at Louis' birthday. Then that night they are at Louis' house. And Harry comes over after his grandmother goes to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get into an argument about, because Harry wants to, like, tell people that they're together, and Louis is like, or Harry's like, haha, my grandmother's bringing this guy to Christmas tomorrow.
Yeah.
She wanted me to ask you if it was okay, and she wants, but it's a guy she wants me to date.
Yeah.
And Harry's like, it's funny. Like, you know, I'm not going to go out with this guy. And Louis's like, you should go out with him. Oh, poor pitiful me. I'm 40 and I'm old.
Exactly.
And so Harry, they like argue, and Harry's like, okay, I'm going to go home. I'll see you later. Yeah. And so then Christmas Day is at Louis's house in the afternoon, and Harry's grandmother brings Niall.
Yep.
And so there's like weird uncomfortableness with that. Okay. What happens then?
Well, then, again, I think it depends on how many holidays you want to do.
Yeah. You know,
if it's around New Year's.
Yeah, I guess we have to do New Year's.
Yeah.
Because that's a coupley holiday.
Yeah. That could be a like... maybe they haven't really talked too much between Christmas and New Year, because
I had an idea that like Harry is giving him the neighbor treatment. That's what he calls it. Instead of the silent treatment, he's just like, I'm your neighbor.
Right.
That's, he like acts like a polite neighbor.
Exactly. I love that.
So Harry's been giving him the neighbor treatment between Christmas and New Year's.
But then what a young I, feel like, do on New Year's. I feel like Harry has to crumble and be like, but we're going to see each other on New Year's, right? And Louis will be like, I assumed you were going out with Niall. And Harry is just going to be like, yes, I am. Like,
sure, fine. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Exactly. Just out of like exasperation. And then that's where maybe the fake date can start.
Yeah, Harry goes out.
Yeah.
With Niall someplace. And they decide. Maybe he just tells him about Louis and they don't decide the fake relationship thing, yeah. But he's just like,
yeah.
Okay. Harry explains his situation.
And Niall is like, great. Like, we're going to do a selfie at midnight.
Let's make him jealous.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yes, I like that.
Yeah. Because I feel like the Harry friendship has got to be like so strong. Like once they meet, they're just like,
yeah, they're going to be like buddies, best friends.
Yeah.
And like maybe they both think like it's only going to take like one New Year's Eve selfie.
Yes.
To convince Louis.
Yeah. That he's being
an idiot.
Yeah.
And Harry has told someone that they were together.
Yeah.
So obviously Louis isn't going to know, but. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Side note before we get too far into this.
Yes.
Are you going to have a Liam?
I was thinking I would have a Ziam.
Great.
Okay.
Are they already, they're together. There's like no drama there. That's just,
there's no drama there. They're together and that's cool. Where they have Louis's birthday.
Love it.
The two of them. I'm going to write that down. Me and my four-color pen. Ziam. Party. I feel like I've written a lot of Zyle lately. But maybe I haven't.
Can we have Ziam as like an even bigger age difference? That Louis doesn't even connect because they just like are good together and like there's no like weirdness and like I feel like that could be something that like comes up at the end where like whenever Louis finally admits it, like Zane can be like, you are an idiot. Like
I'm 20 years older than Liam.
Yes, exactly. Also, I'm his sugar daddy because I'm a successful artist and he's like
I love it.
Oh my god. Okay.
Or maybe Zane and Louis are the same age. And Liam is older.
Yeah.
And Zane is a sugar baby.
Yes, because he's a starving artist.
Excellent. Oh, I love it. Okay.
Okay.
No holidays in January. There's Harry's birthday.
Yeah, Harry's birthday's got to be the next thing.
Okay. What could happen? Harry's been treating him like a neighbor since Christmas. When do they... Maybe that's when they sleep together. On his birthday, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe Louis goes over to his apartment and is, like, a little bit drunk.
Like a neighborly gift. Like... Like a new set of gardening gloves and like a hoe or something.
A plant.
Yeah.
With a neighbor birthday gift.
Yeah.
And then they end up sleeping together.
The thing I want is to be railed. Please and thank you.
Give it to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. So then
for Valentine's Day, maybe since then they've been like kind of getting back to where they were.
Right.
And so for Valentine's Day, Harry's like, let's have a date. Like, let's do whatever on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And Louis's like, won't Niall be mad?
I figured you'd have plans with Niall.
Yeah.
Acting like a jealous baby.
Yeah.
And then I guess that's when Harry and Niall make plans.
Yeah.
Maybe Niall, does Niall have like a real date on
Oh my God. Yes.
Absolutely. At this point, he thinks it's like, it's been taken care of. Harry and Louis are like sleeping together, they're back together, and then all of a sudden Harry's like interrupting his Valentine's.
Yes. What if Harry, literally, what if he calls like the morning of Valentine's Day and is like, okay, we have to go out tonight, and Niall's like,
I have a date.
I'm going to like Shea Perret. Blah blah blah, like 8, like I already have reservations somewhere, like no. And Harry crashes it just to like get another selfie. And then leaves him alone.
I'm just gonna have a sip of champagne. Yeah. Sorry. Maybe he's like out with Louis. Yes. And Louis is like, yeah, this is excellent.
Yeah.
Like, this is great.
Yes.
I'll kiss you too.
Exactly. He's like pulling up a chair for him.
Let's plan this out.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so funny. And then Louis is like, okay, let's plan this out. And he's like, we're doing it. Okay. Yeah. And what comes after Valentine's Day?
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, God.
I feel like Niall's going to have a party.
Yes.
And Niall invites Louis.
That's such a good idea.
We're going to end this once and for all.
Yes. And he like does dumb stuff. He like acts like a stupid boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's like super possessive and like.
Yes.
Okay. And Louis like.
Hold on. And Louis doesn't come because he's Scottish. And he's like, I'm absolutely not coming to your.
Louis boycotts.
Yeah. And then.
Oh, and Louis is like, you better not hurt him.
Yeah.
Louis threatens him.
Yeah. And Niall's like,
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
What you gonna do about it, huh?
Okay. And then,
old man.
Pretty pleased without realizing it, we'll have like a little interlude from, or no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be from Louis's point of view. He can confront Harry about it. But he sees Niall and Louis out on April Fool's Day.
Okay, why on April Fool's Day?
I don't know, just because it's a fun, like.
Okay.
Like, that's just like their date, but that's just like another, like, quote unquote holiday.
Oh, okay.
That you can like have in there, and then it's like right because he's not understanding.
Oh, and then like when he does he tell Harry, and Harry's like, "What is this? Some sort of April Fool's joke?"
Yes, exactly.
Maybe Harry already knows. Like, Niall's like, "Oh my God, we ran into Louis.
Yeah,
he saw us together. Louis grabbed my butt in front of him."
Yeah, exactly.
And Harry's like, it's okay, I'll figure it out. And he like thinks fast and figures it out. And I will hopefully think fast and figure it out as I'm writing.
Yeah.
So then after that is Easter.
Okay.
Louis' family, an egg hunt.
Yep.
And he always invites Harry's grandma.
Yep.
And so. Maybe she invites Harry and Oh, God. Maybe, like, Harry's outside with her.
Yeah.
And they're doing something in the yard. And Louis is outside, like, cutting his grass, getting ready for Easter. And she is like, he says something like, you know, of course, you know, we'll see you at Easter. And she's like, I invited Niall.
Yeah.
or like, is Niall coming?
Yeah.
And so he can't like say no, obviously.
Yeah.
And Harry's like, oh, we don't have to come. That might be, you know, we might have plans. And Harry's grandma's like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
You have to come.
Who has plans on Easter? Of course. Like,
do the Irish not celebrate Easter? Okay. And then what happens? Mother's Day?
No.
That's not really a holiday. Yeah. Maybe Louis is sad on Mother's Day.
Yeah, what if we skip right past that? What if we go straight to Memorial Day?
Okay. What do they do for Memorial Day? Because around here, we, like, stay home because traffic's so bad.
What if there's just, like, a barbecue? What if, like, Harry's, what if?
Because then there'll be, like, a 4th of July one, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Memorial Day barbecue.
Okay. So what if at this point, Niall and Lewis are, like, really together? And
is the barbecue at Niall's house?
Yes.
I like the idea of Niall with a barbecue.
I do too.
Cooking some unseasoned chicken.
Yeah. And what if Harry is like, please, can this continue? And Niall's like, no, we have to end this.
And Lewis is like, no, keep doing it.
But Louis interprets that as like a breakup.
Hold on, wait. What do you mean? Like that Niall and Harry are breaking up?
Yeah, like Niall's like, we have to stop doing this.
Oh, and like Louis hears him?
Yeah. And Harry's
okay,
like,
so he invites Louis to the to the barbecue.
Okay. Yeah, because he's still trying to like fix things between them.
Okay, yes.
And so what if then Louis interprets that as Harry has just been broken up with and is like, come on, I'll take you home. And Harry's like, okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, let me write that down. Okay. So then they sleep together. Maybe Louis is like, no, we shouldn't because you just, you know.
Yeah. What if then after the breakup, then they get like more neighborly and then they sleep together on the 4th of July.
Okay. So they get closer. Okay. So Louis takes Harry home and he's like.
And he's being very like. If you need anything, I know it's awkward, but like I'm here for you and I really do want what's best for you.
Does Harry know that Louis thinks that he and Niall broke up? Or does he think that Louis is just finally breaking?
What if he, yeah, oh, I like that. What if he just thinks, and he's like, what is going on?
Yeah. So Harry doesn't realize that Louis thinks that they broke up.
Yeah. And so he's like misinterpreting. And then at some point he's like, what are you talking about? And then Louis has to be like, okay, I heard Niall break up with you. I'm sorry. Like, you deserve better. And Niall, and Harry, like, at that point, Harry could just like slam the door and walk off. Like,
you're being an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. So he puts it together. That's so funny. Like, Louis only being nice to him because.
Yeah.
He thinks that he got broken up with. Okay. So then what happens to get them to sleep together on the 4th of July?
Because Louis has a barbecue.
Okay. They all go down to the beach to watch the fireworks.
I was going to say they have been drinking all day.
Okay.
It is a rosé all day situation.
Yes.
And they're on the beach watching fireworks. It's very romantic.
Wait, so at this point, does Louis think that Harry and Niall are back together?
No. I feel like at that point, we should be done with the fake relationship situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do Niall and Louis come because now they're together?
Yes.
Are they just, okay.
Yes. And I feel like there can be lingering tension between Niall and Louis.
Because Niall keeps talking to Harry.
Exactly. Because they're BFFs at this point. So they're just like having a great time. And Louis's like, what is happening? Stop leading him on.
Poor Louis. He's confused and jealous.
What if he confronts Niall with this whole like, you can't have both of them. You have to pick. It's not fair to Harry. Blah, blah, blah. And Niall's just like, have you ever heard of consensual non-monogamy? Which is not even what's happening at all. But just like,
have you heard of polyamory?
Yeah.
Maybe he gives them a pamphlet.
Yes. Amazing. And Louis just like, God. I know this is I not what Harry wants.
Oh goodness. Okay. So then they're all drinking.
Yes.
And you know how Harry is about like loud noises,
yeah,
and stuff. Maybe he's like, oh, it's too loud.
Yeah.
And so Louis walks him home.
Yeah.
And then they sleep together.
Yeah.
Why? What happens?
Okay. Then what if they continue sleeping together all summer?
All summer.
Okay. Well, what makes them sleep together besides the fact that Harry wants to and Louis wants to? Like there has to be like.
And they've just seen fireworks together and they've been hanging out all day.
Okay. And then like, and Harry's like, okay, yes.
Yes.
Sex.
I'm just they're in love. That's why. Like,
sex and love.
They're like little magnets.
Love it.
Okay. So what if then they keep sleeping together and then they have another fight around Labor Day?
Okay, so they keep sleeping together but not talking about it.
Yes. And then on Labor Day they have about like...
It's Liam's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of August.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a Labor Day slash Liam's 50th birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay. If it's Liam's 50th birthday,
uh-huh,
and it's very obvious that there's a 10-year age difference between Zane and Liam.
Uh-huh.
So this is at their house, at Zane and Liam's?
Yes.
Or does Louis have it at his house because he feels like, well, they threw him a bar party for his 40th. Maybe he should throw a party for Liam's 50th.
If you are going to lean into the like Liam is a rich sugar daddy type situation.
Oh yes, this is true. Forgot about Liam being
then
rich.
Maybe it's at like some fancy schmancy dinner.
For Labor Day though?
Well, if it's also for his birthday.
That's true. Maybe it's just like a fancy party at his fancy house.
There you go. Yeah.
Fancy party. It's catered.
Is this just going to say it's catered? There are canopies. Is that how you say that? Canopies? Canapes?
Canapes. Like the like little treats.
Yeah.
And there's a pool.
Yes.
Maybe there's a band. Or a DJ. Anyway, there's music.
Yeah. Dancing. And it's touted as a pool party, but of course no one is swimming.
And who swims first? Is it Harry?
I want them to have a fight and for him to push Louis into the pool.
Okay, so wait, what makes them fight? Is this when Harry like actively like realizes the age difference between like Liam and Zane?
Yes.
And he's like, okay.
And he's like, you're being a full-on idiot.
Pushes Louis into the pool. I love it. He pushes Louis into the pool, but Louis, like, grabs him, and so they both go in.
Yes. And then Harry is pissed.
like, argh! Yeah. Get his glasses wet.
Yes. His curls.
Something all drenched.
Yeah.
And then, but then everybody else is like, Niall's like, woo, pool party.
Yes,
everybody exactly. Just like jumps in and they're just like mad at each other. But everybody else is like, woo.
Yes, exactly. Love that. Okay. What's the next holiday after that?
Halloween.
Okay, wait. So we're getting to our dance. We have Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. Louis' birthday again.
Feel like if we end it at Louis' birthday. Sorry, now I have to start working backwards.
Yeah. Do we end it on New Year's Eve or do we end it on Louis' birthday?
Louis' birthday.
We end it on his birthday? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have Halloween and we have Thanksgiving and we have Christmas.
Right.
Or Louis'
so
birthday.
So I feel like Christmas should be like the final thing should be Louis telling everybody they're together.
Okay. On his birthday.
On his birthday.
Okay.
Which leads me to think that Thanksgiving, they get together for real, for real.
Okay. So something happens on Halloween.
So on Halloween, what if then they're like kind of hooking up and it's weird and they're like not talking again, whatever. And they feel like Halloween, Harry gives Louis an ultimatum. And is like, I am not doing this anymore. You are being stupid. Here's X, Y, and Z. Like, you need to tell me if this is, like, either we are ending this or we are. Because I feel like at some point Harry needs to stand up and be like.
Yeah, he can't keep just sleeping with him because it's not going anywhere. He's never going to be happy.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the thing. Maybe he just says, like, how unhappy he is.
Yeah.
And Louis,
but not
like,
with Louis. He's very happy when he's with Louis and he can see something there. He knows they can be good, but Louis keeps getting in his own way.
Right.
Makes Harry unhappy and he wants a commitment and he wants, like, and he doesn't understand, like, he, like, does not understand. And so he's like, you need to figure your shit out.
When does he tell him about his past relationship? Does Harry already know?
What if all that comes out on Halloween?
Okay.
You have to think of good symbolic costumes for them.
Oh my God. You're gonna have to help me with that.
Yeah, we'll get there. And then.
Okay, so Harry, on Halloween.
Harry can be like at, sort of like at his breaking point. Like, what is
maybe happening? What like is their neighborhood is like one of those neighborhoods that like people drive to trick or treat.
Yes.
And so it's like 100 pounds of candy they're going to be giving you.
And they all like do decorations and it's like a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And like Harry's like having fun with the kids. And then maybe he makes a comment about like that he's glad to be able to like that they all leave at the end.
Yeah.
Like that none of them belong to him. So yeah. Glad none of those children belong to me.
Yeah.
And maybe that's like a conversation they've never had.
Yeah.
Maybe Harry doesn't want kids.
Yeah.
And maybe Louis doesn't want kids either. Maybe Louis assumed Harry wanted kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that can that's sort of really segue into like a, like, we could be really good together. Like, we want the same things. Like, why won't you give us a chance? And then Louis can be like, and then Louis can say, like, what has happened in his past. And Harry can be like, okay, like, I get that. But, like,
I'm not 20.
You have to decide if you're going to continue to, like, live in the past or if you're going to, like, move into the future with me. Like.
Okay.
And then on Thanksgiving, so you can give a whole, like, I'm so thankful for you and blah, blah, blah.
Maybe he says it's an ultimatum and he's like, I have to take some space.
Yeah.
And could he go somewhere? Like take like a week off of work and go visit his mom? Or would he just like hole up in his house and just avoid Louis?
I don't know.
Maybe he's going on a boat
maybe
somewhere.
That's, for now you could put a question mark there and then that okay. Gives you wiggle room within the fic.
I'm gonna put H goes somewhere question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe it's something for work. Maybe he has to travel for work.
Exactly.
It's like, conveniently, I have to travel for work.
Yeah. There's some big secret symposium that I need to go
back. Yeah. Something about dunes. I don't know. And so on Thanksgiving, Louis comes around. And then on Christmas Eve, he tells everyone they're together.
Yeah.
Does Harry tell him that him and Niall were fake? That was fake the whole time?
Yeah, maybe on Halloween when they're having a whole like heart to heart, Louis can be, or Harry can be like, also, I have a confession to make. We were just trying to make you jealous.
This has been enjoyable.
Or if that's like too much. Maybe that's part of like the pool fight.
Okay.
Pushing thing. Like if it's like too much, like them all confessing everything.
Yeah, one time.
We need to spread that out. You could.
Yeah, because that could happen on Labor Day, and like that's part of their fight.
Yeah,
is that, you know? Harry's like about the like Liam and Zane, their age difference, and Louis being an idiot. And they've both been drinking. He pushed into the pool, and this is all very exciting.
Are you feeling like jazzed about the potential to write this?
I am.
Okay, wait, hold on. How many holidays do we have there for you?
Oh, okay.
How many different things?
Okay. Counting backwards. Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Labor Day. Are you counting while I say them?
I think so. Do that
will
one
you count?
Time.
Will you count while I say them? Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Labor Day, / Liam's 50th. 4th of July, Memorial Day, Easter, April Fool's, St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, Harry's birthday, New Year's Eve, Christmas Day, and Christmas Eve.
That's 14. Okay.
Okay. And in between July and Labor Day, July 4th and Labor Day, there's keep sleeping together but not talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 14. Okay, so it's obviously not 24, but I feel like it could break up fairly easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it could be 28.
Exactly. I was just thinking, I was like, can we double that?
And to like do two chapters for each or something. I'll worry about that later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I hope I have like the mental capacity to write it.
Yeah.
I have to finish my wank fest.
Yep.
And it's basically just the wanking. It's not like a long fic. I just have to do it. What about you? Your wank fest.
Write the wanking.
That's it. We both just have to write wanking.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
This has been episode 51.
Oh
my God! Look, it's Harry saying obviously.
I'm Nick. Lewin has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And thank you for listening to the Rose and Dagger podcast.
A podcast about writing fan fiction. Mm-hmm.